On 1116 SEN, here's the latest movements from Trade Central for mygoldenegg.com.au. Land off the planned properties before anyone else.
Fremantle will come out the next couple of days and they're going to give GWS their first round this year and the first round next year. If GWS need those picks and players at the end of the trade, they may very well do it and they may very well not. That's what we have to do. And
so the Dockers will give first round picks this year and next year for Cam McCarthy?
100%.
100%. Now, that was on Friday. That was Cam McCarthy's manager, Colin Young, on the Dockers and what they'll offer. We thought the right thing to do would be get the Fremantle list manager on, Brad Lloyd. Now, the soapbox isn't far away, so 9429 1116. But let's get across to Frio. Brad Lloyd joins us on Melbourne's home of footy. G'day, Brad.
Oh, hey, how you going?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Brad. Did you just hear that little bit of audio? There's a suggestion that you'll give up picks one and two for Cam McCarthy.
Yeah, I did hear that. I heard that whenever, a couple of days ago, whenever it was. But, we caught up with GWS today and expressed... Now, Cam's a young boy from South Fremantle that expressed an interest in wanting to come home to WA and play his footy. So, he's someone we'd be interested in having on our list. So we raised his name today in trade discussions. But, the first day of the period, so we'll continue to work through it.
Under contract is
Cam McCarthy.
Is Cam McCarthy in those numbers that were just mentioned, first and second round picks, is that accurate?
Yeah, look, he is contracted, so that makes it more difficult for players to get out. So look, in the end, if player want to come home, we'd like to get him, but it comes down to whether GWS are prepared to release him. So no, look, we didn't get into specifics of what we'd give or anything. It was just an initial discussion, initial expression of interest. So that's where it went today.
So, Brad, I think we're all a little bit curious. When there is a situation like this, GWS, yourself, you both want to come to some sort of agreement, we think. How often, are you giving them a call every couple of hours, or how does it actually work?
Yeah, it's been a funny day today. Like, you're catching up with, you see these, all the list managers and recruiting guys at the on the weekend as much as anyone, so you're talking to them all the time, and most clubs have met three or four times in the last month or so. So today is actually a little bit more difficult because you often have a dozen people in the room, so it's probably a little bit harder to thrash out any specifics of a deal, and some of it's confidential that you'd like to be keep to smaller numbers. So not as productive as some people might think. The first day of trade, often the phones start ringing once you get out of the actual meetings that have been accounted.
So I'm trying to glean something from this, Brad. Basically, is he a chance? Are you a chance of getting Cam McCarthy?
Well, he's a contracted player, so that's for us to work through with GWS. He's a required player from their end and a player that we'd love to have on our list. So that's where it sits at the moment.
Hey, Brendan Goddard's name was thrown up today. He's got a relationship with the coach of the Fremantle Dockers in Ross Lyon, as we well know, from their days back at St Kilda. Has he been mentioned by your club in any way?
No, there hasn't been any discussion on Brendan. I actually worked at ESP and was involved in his management, so I know him quite well myself as well as Ross. But no, there hasn't been any discussion on Brendan from our end.
Brad, it seems to us from what we've read and basically just what we know, you guys are last man standing as far as Harley Bennell's concerned. What's the situation there? What are you willing to give up, seeing you are just the last one with your hand up?
So Harley's indicated he wants to play for Fremantle, which is really positive for us in the club. Yeah, we've got genuine interest in him. Yeah, we've been working through the season. Our season finished prelim final, and then we had the leading up to the grand final. We're sort of working through all our due diligence from a recruiting point of view. So we haven't got a time frame on it, but we caught up with the Gold Coast. I've actually spoken to Scotty Clayton over the last, probably seen him three times over the last 4 or 5 days. So we'll keep working through it. But we haven't got into specific numbers just yet. But we'll get to that at some stage.
Are you concerned at all, Brad, that every other club has turned away from him?
Yeah, I guess it's trying to... You get your own information, get the facts as much as you can. It's hard to get a gauge on how many clubs are left standing if it's only us. But that's all part of the discussion, isn't it? And part of your thinking when it comes to negotiating a trade as well. So you've got to sort of look at sort of a balance of the whole thing. But he's He's a player that's finished up at the Gold Coast for specific reasons that that Gold Coast have put out. But he's a player that we'd also like to see keep running around AFL footy. So we've got to work through that. It is a fairly complex one.
Yeah, it is, but you're in the box seat because no one else, if no one else is putting their hand up for him, it says one of two things. The kid's a rat bag and they don't have the resources or they won't have the patience to deal with him, which you guys obviously do, but also means that you should be able to pick him up for a bargain because there isn't competition there.
Well, that's as you're saying, it's that's part of balancing it all out and then making a trade offer that remunerates everything we've discussed. So it is a bit. He's a top end talent. He was an early draft pick. There's obviously been the issues that have been along the way. So you weigh all that up into your trade discussions when you're making a trade.
Pav going to play next year?
I think he's undecided at this stage. Yeah, look, he's an absolute champion of the club.
Give us something, Brad. Just say yes, he will be playing.
I'd like to know. I don't have the answer. I could make it up.
Okay.
I know, Brad, you're going to play a straight bat, but I can assure you not one thing you said is going to make our promo reel.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, there's no use saying yes or no if I don't know myself.
Nah, fair enough. Good on you, Brad. Thank you. And hopefully we'll get you back on when something's happening down there.
Yep, no worries at all.
Good on you. Brad Lloyd there, the Fremantle list manager. It's 5:14.